Make it stop, Charlie. I hate this music. Okay, fine. We'll use it. Fine. Oh, Dead Air listeners, this is Dead Air's Desert Island Discs special. An innovation of that horrible BBC version. Obviously much better. The version that we're doing, where we ask our contributors, Joe, Leanne, Shamey, Dr. Lulu and Kattiger, in that order, to choose one song each that they would take if marooned on a desert island. Okay, is that all in the music we have? No. Okay, Charlie, if you can, could you throw in a few songs for me? I'd like a bit of Fijian music, yeah? Write that down, yeah. Fijian music. And some Molly Nielsen, I like her Palestine song. Put that in. And yeah. Bit of kneecap too, yeah. They can be banned from Vienna's gasometer, but they can't be banned from Vienna's Dead Air Radio. Okay, listeners, so this show, as you may have gathered, is a pre-record. I'll probably be enjoying it when it plays on Radio Orange, maybe as I tour on my tandem bike with Charlie. Naturally, he'll be doing all the cycling. Why don't you pour yourselves a little cocktail or something stiff, something strong. Enjoy the show, okay? Dead Air with you this August. Dead Air with you always. End the genocide. Free Palestine.
About the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. And then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's gonna come back tomorrow. And I said, fly on, my sweet angel. Fly on through the sky. Fly on, my sweet angel. Tomorrow I'm gonna be by your side. Silhouette against a child's sunrise. And my angel, she said unto me, today is the day for you to rise.
rise. Take my hand, you're gonna be my man, you're gonna rise. And then she took me high over yonder.
Music be the food of love, play on, is a famous quote which I think comes from the Bible. Far be it from me to disagree with God, but music isn't really my food of love anymore. I fell out of love with music when all of my musical heroes turned out to be racists, perverts, or both. Thom Yorke from Radiohead, as I've mentioned before, is in the former category, probably the latter two. He went from the hero of my teenage years to the villain of my late 30s when he came out and said, "Genocide is ace." Radiohead were my favourite band once, but no matter how good it is, I won't be listening to their new album, Free the Hostages. So no, music isn't my food of love. Comedy is. When I do one of my trademark puns or silly dances and an audience member laughs, to me the laughter is saying, "I love you, Joe." And if someone in the audience doesn't laugh, their silence is saying, "We don't share the same sense of humour, Joe, but I also love you." The love is so strong that I've been single for 3 years and barely noticed it, apart from when I'm not on stage. So comedy beats music for me now. Comedy is my food of love. And if I'm on a desert island, I'll be absolutely starving. Ideally, I'd like to take the CD version of my own comedy special, Funky Bates Lines, along to the island. Unfortunately, it hasn't yet been released or recorded. With that in mind, I'll choose the 1991 BBC Records album, Comedy Sound Effects Compilation 1. If I'm stranded on the island, it's comforting to know that I'll die laughing. However, when I mentioned my choice to Patrick, he said that I, quote, "need to choose an actual effing song because it's Desert Island Discs, not Desert Island effing sounds." I was going to point out that my comedy sounds were on a disc, but he was so angry that I was worried he was going to have a stroke, so I'll choose an actual song instead. Here's a lovely song by a Japanese band called Mariah, which I'd definitely take onto the island if I wasn't allowed to bring my sound effects for some reason. Choose, everyone!
breathe and touch and see and feel I'm alive. You hear me? I'm a man who don't care if my hair's a bit long. I'm a man.
Chrissy, my oranges and orangeans were already in August, and that means we're over halfway through the year. Now, if you were following my advice way back in January, just remember you can reboot, reset, and totally launch your year all over again any month of the year, any day of the month, any hour of the day. You can just do it for yourself, do it for everyone. And while you're about it, find yourself the nearest action in support of Palestine Solidarity and get out there on the streets. Either donate, do a walk, bang a pot, you just have no excuse anymore. There's a genocide going on. So just start saying something about it, because your silence is complicity. That's my wee public information advert, Patrick. Now, Patrick, I took the challenge really seriously, thinking of Desert Island Discs. And so what I did was I went into Snips and Snaps with a wee bag after hours, and I just pulled the shutters down. I just made them come down from the inside, turned everything off, and I pretended I was luxuriating on a desert island. And I brought some wee truffles with me, wee magical truffles. And I just lay down on the yoga mat, on the floor in Snips and Snaps. And I just thought, what's the first song comes to mind? Gonna tell you that at the end. Now, Patrick, I'm just gonna, if you don't mind, before I share the song, just tell you a couple of wee things that I saw, wee flashes. I saw wee flashes and matrixes as just as I was lying there in the dark, listening out for things. I could hear birds, which I thought was strange because it was the middle of the night. And I closed my eyes and I could see wee lattices, wee coloured lattices coming at me, Patrick. They were pink lattices, like shocking pink. There were electric blue lattices. And there was a couple where they were all overlaid on top of each other. And then, Patrick, I saw like a kind of a swirly carpet, like used to be in a tractor's house from 1981. Just something that you would look at and God, it would disturb you now. If you looked at it, Patrick, you'd just fall into it. But all, you know, kind of swirls and patterns and colours. And it was like brown with yellow and orange and green and pink and blue in it. And then I remembered eating a Star Bar in my pram, must have been about two, and just eating a wee Star Bar. And then I remember a wee trip to England, Patrick, whenever I must have been about five, probably by that age, and I nearly fell off the boat. And so England for me from then on, I'm afraid, had bad vibes, Patrick. Just never felt quite safe there. Secondary school, it was even worse than primary school, Patrick. That's where I was next on my wee magical mystery tour. And 16, my first business. 17, my third business, picking up the keys for Snips and Snaps. Dead Air calling. That was just one day I had the Dead Air on in the salon. As you know, and the rest is history, Patrick. Went from being a superfan to being a star. When I did my election run for a member of European Parliament, opening up all of my, you know, venues internationally, South Korea, Japan, London. So I was just everywhere starting my memoirs. And Patrick, then I could just, under my hand, I could just feel something that felt like hair. And that brought me right back to where I was supposed to be, which was Snips and Snaps. And I thought, oh my God, not only was I abandoned on a desert island, Patrick, but I was on a flight of fantasy through space and time. And then I got cross, Patrick, because I realised it was Jean that was supposed to be sweeping those floors before close of day, and there were still locks of hair on the floor. So I'd just been lying on hairy floors. Anyway, Patrick, all that to say, I just really enjoyed the ability to be able to lie down, to travel. And so I'm just going to leave the Orangers and Orangines thinking, you know, you don't need to get on a plane to travel. You can just isolate yourself from everyone, draw the curtains, make the electronic shutters come down, lie on the floor and do your own space voyage. Now, Patrick, now we're getting to the bit with the song. So I would say you can either choose Voyage by Desireless, but I don't want to steal that from Monica, because Monica does that in her show coming up next. My song that I would love for you to be able to play, Patrick, if you can source it, would be Seabank's One More Shot, because it is the one song that is guaranteed to get me up dancing, glass of rosé in hand, having fun with my boys and my girls. I just love it, Patrick. I love One More Shot by Seabank. So if you can find that one, brilliant. If you can't, Voyage, as long as Monica's okay with that. And if not, Patrick, why not do Dreaming by Blondie? Because I just love that song, and it just proves you can be whatever you want, do whatever you want, travel wherever you want. Standing in solidarity. Lots of love, Greasy. Until see you next month. Lots of love. Bye.
want to talk briefly about one of my favourite songs. And many years I'll not be surprised to know, and it's by Sean McGowan, A Rainy Night in Soho. Now, when I was over in London labouring, only 15 years of age, I got to know Uncle Sean, because that's how I referred to him, from drinking in various Irish pubs and secret shebeens around the city. And he took me under his wing like a sort of guardian angel. And one evening, in the wee hours, when we moved on to drinking patching, that rare moment when you've drunk so much that you enter a liminal zone rendering complete clarity of thought, he turns to me and he says, "Shimmy, one day you'll be an even greater poet than me. Lay down your tools, and with a bottle of Buckfast in one hand and a pen in the other, you are destined for great things." It happened to be a rainy night in Soho, and I said, "Sean, Uncle Sean, you're probably right, but still, that's a hell of a lot coming from a man, a poet, and a drinker as great as you are." And to this day, I still like to remind myself that he wrote that love song largely for me. And what I love about this song is its incompleteness, a uncertainty and contingency of meaning. By virtue of a metapoetic interrogation, Uncle Sean asks, "What the fuck is it all about?" Nay, this song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. There's a suggestion of nostalgia and melancholy in the music, but also a refutation of navel-gazing inertia and despondency. It's a celebration of the present, the power of now. I'm not dreaming of the future. I'm not dreaming of the past. It's an invitation to us all to seize the day, to get out there and fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. So thanks, Sean. I'm raising the glass at a bucky till you now. Whether you're up in heaven or down in hell, you'd fit in anywhere. And before signing off, I just want to do a quick shout out to Stevie G, to Matt the Gentleman Farmer and his farmhand Louisa, Sam the Big Man, Felix the Ways, Uncle Raph, to Daphne, and to all you revolutionaries out there. Ciao for now, bisou, enjoy the music, spread the love.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smile at your funny little ways. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. The wind was whistling all its charms. I sang it all my sorrows. You told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those little girls and boys. In the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence, I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future, I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking after the first time. I never think about the last. Now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. Still there's a lot I hold before me. You're the measure of my truth, the measure of my truth.
Hello, hello, my bearded listeners. Hi, Patrick. Hi, Charlie. I hope you're having a wonderful month of August. Yeah, sadly, that's the end of summer, but good things are yet to come. So don't worry, Oranginas and Oranginos. I have many things to tell you. Last Saturday, oh my God, it was crazy. There were a woman and a man in their car. They passed in front of our house and then they stopped to draw their guns. It was kind of our very own Bonnie and Clyde. And the police were in our pond all afternoon, swimming around in scuba gear, fetching out guns and other evidence. So something exciting happened in this very boring country. Something very nice. I went on a road trip with my lover. We went to Arizona. And the landscape was really beautiful. A lot of cactus, wild horses, La Quemado, Taos Pueblo is a very beautiful, beautiful town, and many indigenous reservations. And the formations of these mountains, it was kind of like a love letter from nature. So that was really nice. And the best thing is that I could run naked in the desert with my lover. We had sex every day. Yes. So sex is the medicine. By the way, if you are gonna have sex in the desert, be prepared. Hydrate and keep it short and sweet. Yeah, my Oranginas and Oranginas. So this month is the special of Desert Island. And you need to guess my song that will capture my vibe in this amazing island. Well, this is a song that is considered, it's a classic of punk music. It destroyed the traditional heterosexual tropes of pop music. And the most important is that it gave voice to an unconcealed lesbian perspective. It's a tribute to a love song for another woman. Yeah, so maybe you have some ideas. And then I will take a book, and that would be the Vagina Monologues. Well, this book is very important to me because I feel connected with all the vaginas, with all women around the world. And these stories, sad, happy stories, are very important to listen and to have some of the reflections. We need to celebrate female sexuality. Viva las mujeres. And last, I will take a dildo. Well, not a dildo. I will take my vibrator. Yes, Oranginas and Oranginos. I have a favorite. I will take with me my favorite vibrator because we need pleasure. We women, men, it's very important in our daily life to enjoy, to have pleasure. And yeah, that's everything for today. And I wish you all the best, all my love. Cheers. Hasta luego. Bye.
She's the queen of- Hello there, dead air. In the conquest of bread, butter, and fresh air, Jackie and I have travelled to Coleman's Island. Haven't heard of it? A little-known enclave in the county of Monaghan, surrounded by Fermanagh, north of Ireland. We were told it was lawless, inaccessible to the Irish police. Well, without a helicopter or boat. Perfect for a wee republic, a true anarchist enclave, or so Jackie and I thought. Instead, we found a buzzing market of dodgy diesel, counterfeit coal, and an endless supply of banned fireworks. And we've only just scratched the surface. But there is hope. The local youth were keen to show us their aversion to the outdated rules of the road, burning rubber and spiralling to infinity in a smelly display of handbrake turns and donuts. I applauded their courage. They offered me a one-finger salute. So we haven't quite endeared ourselves to the locality, and so Jackie and I sit uncomfortably under the glow of fireworks, wrapped in a jacket made of rushes and eating wild honey. Just like that famous wild man hermit in the book, right? What was he called, Jackie? Ah, yeah, Robinson Crusoe. I don't need him. I am a rock. I am an island. As I was going over the Monaghan Mountains, I saw a patch of land free from customs and the council. I first produced my pencil and then my razor. I said, let's stand here and make an anarchist haven. Mushereen, da ba do ba ba da. Whack for my daddy-o, whack for my daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar-o.
Bless, let catch him door recades, loiter in cool tried, and Tom's a tall rather rich, and real this initial bed, sneak out, give them a frisk, spur on land, no deep, but we know they've got more than this. Grab Lava, I'm a stroll to the bank. Get me Cammy's money and give her my thanks. We'll call it reparations, but I knock your wank. Try to take my money, but I came and collected it.
Think that you're fooling everybody.
But you're not. Just like the average idiot, your career is on the rock. Her arm got on your cock. You hear me? Had a smart new cap. A ratchination of raw. They could regard this short. I got the right. Now it's gender the hot. Me, you, Wally, the Maggie, call the Lisa, lovely lad. I'm a king. Can you just call me? Go kill my dad. Captain Cold, on the top. Pops a little can of rock. Throw the crack. Revise a fella from the lower whack. When they see me, can I lower it?
Power lines in the elections, and onwards and upwards, free Palestine.
Orange 94.0, das Freiradio in Wien.